Many Maine voters told us today they were willing to look past Graham Plattner's controversies if it would help Democrats win back power in Washington.
I think it's so important that the Democrats capture this Senate seat that I'm willing to vote for a candidate whom I think is quite imperfect.
Plattner himself did some last-minute door-knocking, continuing to make his case after allegations from several former girlfriends appeared in the New York Times, accusing him of unsettling and toxic behavior. One alleged he grabbed her and left marks.
There are some allegations in this piece that I just want to be kind of unequivocal about are simply not true.
Plattner, an oyster farmer and Marine veteran, has acknowledged he sent sexually explicit text messages to other women early in his marriage. His wife has defended him, and the two appear in a campaign video released today. Just last night, his former political director warned that Plattner should not be a U.S. senator, writing he exhibits a pattern of dishonest behavior that's impossible to ignore. Plattner is still expected to win tonight, but with control of the U.S. Senate on the line in November, the questions about his past could be a liability as he tries to take out the veteran Republican Susan Collins. Plattner has caught fire among progressives here who say they want a senator who can buck President Trump. Bernie Sanders is Plattner's top supporter, and he said this week that despite the controversies, he'll do everything he can to help Plattner get elected.